From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, June 21st. Coming up, the 2018 Farm Bill allowed farmers to start growing hemp. But in at least one Midwestern state, the number of licenses issued is on the decline. A look at the reasons why in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. 6 months after a state lawmaker went through prostate cancer treatment largely in private, he's going public to encourage men to get checked. Hannah Meisel has more.
State Representative LaShawn Ford was diagnosed with prostate cancer in October and had life-saving surgery to remove the cancer in January. Though the CDC doesn't recommend routine prostate cancer screenings until men are 55, Ford, who is 49, specifically asked for one at his annual checkup last fall.
What I went through could have been very different if I didn't advocate for myself to make sure that I could live.
Ford says he wanted to get checked out after Black Panther star Chadwick Boseman died of cancer last August at age 43. Like the colon cancer Boseman died from, prostate cancer is more prevalent in Black men, and Ford says he wants other Black men to advocate for themselves. I'm Hannah Meisel.
The Illinois General Assembly this spring approved a measure to allow people convicted of engaging in sex work to expunge their criminal records. Back in 2013, Illinois reduced a prostitution conviction from a felony down to a Class A misdemeanor, but the law did not create a pathway for sex workers to expunge previous felony charges. Democratic State Senator Jackie Collins of Chicago says those past criminal records make it difficult for people to secure housing, employment, and other services.
We felt that it was only fair, given the change that we made in 2013, that they should also get some kind of reprieve, an opportunity to correct the stigma or to mitigate the stigma that goes with sex workers.
Their proposal initially called for removing drug testing requirements for people seeking expungement, but that mandate was added back into the legislation before a final vote. Following state and national trends, Champaign County is seeing an uptick in deaths from drug overdoses. Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman reports.
Over the past 5 years, the number of people who've died from a drug overdose in both Champaign County and the state of Illinois has roughly doubled. Last year, more than 50 Champaign County residents died from a drug overdose. CU Public Health Administrator Julie Pride spoke about it at last week's County Board of Health meeting.
It's not just heroin. We are seeing everything, a lot of polysubstance abuse.
Pride also discussed suicide deaths, noting Champaign County has not seen a spike in suicides during the pandemic. Preliminary state and national data show a slight decrease in suicides overall in 2020, but the New York Times reports some communities saw a rise in suicides among non-white residents compared with previous years. Pride says an examination of county-level death data based on demographics will be coming soon. I'm Christine Herman, Illinois Newsroom.
Beginning today, people on the University of Illinois Urbana campus who have verified COVID-19 vaccination records will no longer have to test for the virus to gain building access. University officials say students and employees can upload copies of their vaccination card to the My McKinley portal on the U of I website. People who have already done so should see their status change today in the Safer Illinois app, showing that their vaccination status has been verified. Students and staff who are not fully vaccinated against COVID-19 will need to continue testing twice weekly to maintain access to campus buildings. Find more details at covid19.illinois.edu. Still to come, we'll look at some of the challenges farmers are facing as they try to grow industrial hemp. That story from Harvest Public Media is next on 217 Today.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it, many of us grow it, some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. This summer marks the third year that some Midwestern farmers have grown hemp for industrial uses. It required some risk takers, and it has proven risky. Reporting for Harvest Public Media, Brian Grimmett explores why it's been more difficult than some expected and how they'd like a little more help from the government.
In an industrial building near the airport in Pratt in south central Kansas, workers break open a 1,200-pound bag of industrial hemp stalks, grains, and flowers and dump it onto a large conveyor belt. The facility, operated by Shining Star Hemp Company, is one of only 11 licensed hemp processors in the state. Jennifer Holmes works with Shining Star to develop and market products.
This is an auger that leads to our hopper. This is where we dump the flower biomass. It's taken up, dumped in there, evenly distributed to our shaking table. The shaking table has interchangeable plates, and you can separate different types of material.
After explaining as much as she could, she waved down a man driving a forklift.
Paul here on the forklift, he's the mastermind behind all of that. He's really put all of this together.
It's about probably 30 years of beating your head against the wall mostly.
Paul McGeary is a contractor for Shining Star and developed its processing machinery. He applied what he learned over decades of sifting wheat and corn to develop this machine to sift hemp. He says the complexity of the process is part of what's holding the industry back. It just doesn't have the scale to supply manufacturers who would put the fiber to use.
We were walking in there, people walk into those meetings thinking they're, you know, having 30, 40,000 pounds on hand is something. But when you walk into industry and they want, you know, 5 train cars a day or 10, you know, a train load a week or whatever, we just aren't prepared for that. And getting them to wait until we're prepared, that's the bottleneck of the whole thing.
Hemp has been hyped as something with a wide range of industrial uses. Make paper from the stalk or biodegradable plastics, food from the seeds, oils from the flowers. But so far, the only market the industry is pushing seems to be for its cannabinoid or CBD-rich oil. And there's a flood of CBD already on the market.
We don't have the best of luck selling full-spectrum oil. That's because CBD is a saturated market. It's just something that we all need to work through and do the right thing moving into grain and the fiber industry.
But that will take millions in investments in new equipment. And until that equipment can be designed, built, or purchased, companies interested in making products from hemp fibers are out of luck. A company in Newton, Kansas, wants to make prosthetic limbs from hemp. It imports its processed hemp from overseas. Holmes wants more government help to offset some of the risk for investing in converting the plant into something useful for industry.
A lot of people are scared to start because they don't know if they're going to fail, so they don't ever get started. And then if they have incentives or grants or help or support, we could all work together, and I believe we could really make the industry thrive.
But it's not yet. The Kansas Department of Agriculture says its hemp growing licenses dropped from 218 in 2020 to only 81 this year. And last year, of the almost 4,000 acres planted, only 761 were harvested for production. And an eighth of that had to be burned by the state because it contained too much of the psychoactive chemical THC. Braden Hoke is the state supervisor of the industrial hemp program.
Past 2 years have, I guess, really helped individuals get up to speed with vetted industry production standards, those becoming more apparent. But producers are really still determining the best way to grow hemp as a crop and if it's feasible really to include in their rotation.
He says growers and processors need to expand beyond CBD products. But with federal and state rules surrounding the crop in constant flux, finding the right investors that can spur that kind of innovation and development will remain challenging. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Brian Grimmett.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see cloudy skies and cooler temperatures, along with a chance of showers and a high of 74 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Carolina Garibay. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Derek Cantu, Christine Herman, and Brian Grimmett. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.